if I've talked to you before or not, but, you know, when you get my age, you forget these things. Oh, I just brought the wife over to get her teeth cleaned and sitting out here in the sun, and it's a pretty nice morning, I think 75 degrees, but it does feel a little bit on the humid side today, and I guess we're going to get a little more taste of summer for the next 2 days, but fall's coming, David.
It's coming. The woman on the news this morning on Channel 4 said we're going to have a couple more hot days, but then it's going to cool off. Yeah, I've talked with you one time, I think, and it was, a long time ago. I don't remember exactly when it was, but it's been a good while.
Hey, this morning, I've been mobiling down here, and so I had to stop at the post office and then bring her over here to Crowns now, and not a lot planned today, really. The kids come over and helped us aerate and fertilize, and the wife desatched the lawn, and got to get home and water it. You got to keep it watered for a few days in a row to get that seed to germinate and go. But that's about as boring as watching the grass grow, I know. Then I got to go take care of the chickens. We got 15 chickens out there. And, I got a couple of little projects I want to do. I got an SCR checker that I got to repair. I hadn't used it in years, and it didn't work the other day. So I found a combination switch and potentiometer that'll work in it. It's 5,000 ohms, so I'm going to change that out and see if it works. I don't really need it. I can check it with the old Simpson meter on an SCR, but I built this years ago when I was a working man. You know how that is, David.
It has been a while. Yeah, my dad had a Simpson meter, and I don't know where that thing is wound up. I would like to find it, but my hands ain't that steady, so I don't work on anything electronic. I do get out there and take care of the yard, and probably when we get home, I'll be doing a little grass cutting myself.
David, I cut the grass on a riding lawnmower, but then I hurt for 2 days. But I just thank the good Lord I'm able to do it. And I enjoy it. I don't like it so much when it's really, really hot. But we got fescue, and we don't like hot weather either. The neighbor's got Bermuda. And guys, he cuts that stuff off clear down to the ground, and it still comes back. I think it's just a glorified weed, to be honest with you. But it's pretty. But it goes dormant in the wintertime, and he hates mowing grass, so that satisfies him immensely. Well, I still have my old Simpson 260. It's the second one I've owned in my life, and it saved me a lot of times back when I was an electrician and electronic technician. The digital meters were just coming out, and there were just certain things that they didn't work on when they first come out with the old LED displays and that. And I even had a Simpson 360, but one of the 7-inch display registers went out of it. And I pitched it here a while back because you couldn't get in there to change the dang thing. And I got nice Fluke meters now, and or a meter. And I'm happy with it. I don't do too much electronics either, but you can use those for just about anything, and David, around the house. And I always check things before I stick my fingers in them, if you know what I mean. This is Enduro TR.
Thank you.
you moved off of your spot, or your battery's going down if you're on a handy-talkie. Over.
I'm out in the mobile on a small radio, and it was kind of in a low spot. Am I doing better now?
All the difference in the world. You're doing just fine now. Yeah, go ahead with your last transmission about the meter.
Saying that when I was a kid, my brother would try and get the old black and white TV to straighten up, and then sometimes he'd be messing around with it, and it would kind of knock him across the room when he touched something he shouldn't have.
Yeah, that second anode up there by that damper tube that goes up towards the one that goes up to the back of the CRT, it can be 30,000 volts or so. It's low current, and once you get hit, the voltage drops to nothing, but it's sufficient enough to wake you up and spoil your whole day.
I'm getting a phone call. Let me go, Tom. I'll talk to you a little later. KF4NXY.
KF4NXY, N0TR. Pleasure's all mine, David. Have a nice day. We'll see you later. 73.
KL4HKX, KB2HXS. HKX, morning, Dave. Hey, is this a little bit better? Not to listen to my voice, right? Yeah, I beat you to the punch. What are you having done to your car? I'm getting a good Simonized machine wax on it and getting it shampooed and detailed. I mean, it's just, I haven't done it in so long. And I've been using it as my work vehicle, so I try and protect the interior as best I can with, you know, pads, and I got those, what the heck are those mats you buy that are perfectly formed for your vehicle? I've got those in there. That's it. I got the WeatherTech mats in there, so protects the carpet, and I got that big, the rubber one for the back, behind the rear seats. I keep all my tools and stuff so it doesn't beat up the carpet too much.
An excursion too. Works great.
Oh, they're fantastic. Oh, yeah. I mean, you pull them out, you hose them down, and you give a little bit of spray on, they look like new.
But I am at my next stop, Dave, so I'm going to have to jump out so I can get this done. Good day. Hope that everything goes good for you today. KO4HKX. And I'm clear on your final.
Oh, the same with you, my friend. Have a great day. You know, we got some rough times ahead, so... see ya, KB2HXS.
HXS, this is N0TR again. And good morning, Patrick. Have a nice day. Morning, Dave.
Hey, Tom. Good morning. Yeah, the repeater's a little noisy this morning. I guess that bad connection up there is acting up again.
Been doing that a little lately. Beautiful morning here. I'm just sitting out in the parking lot waiting on Vanessa to get her teeth cleaned. And not a whole lot planned for today. Just some yard work and taking care of the girls out back.
I'm gonna run to do. I gotta go change out a thermostat, and I got gotta go look at one job I'm doing an install on Monday, and then I got an estimate around 2:00, and my day is done.
So far, so good on our HVAC. The blower motor on the condenser has a little bit of, greasy type material on the bottom bearing, but it coasts for a long way, so I think it'll last a few more years. It's pretty old.
That, Tom, is just listen up for some noise, okay? If the bearings, you start getting bearing noise, like a low hum or like a... Not a high whine, it would be a lower frequency hum off those bearings. You know the motor's going to start locking up soon, so be careful with that.
I'll bear that in mind. I didn't think about that. Those, means they're a vertical motor. Those are ball bearings. They're not sleeve, are they, typically, Dave?
On the lower power ones, no, they're bushings. They're not ball bearings. The high-end motors are ball bearings. It depends on the manufacturer, what they put in. They do make ball bearing motors, but I don't think they're really practical for the price, as long as you maintain the system. Now, you can flip that motor over and then drop a little bit of that oil on the shaft, you know, a little... I wouldn't use penetrating oil with WD-40, just regular, you know, motor oil or, you know, like a little 3-in-1 or something. Let it soak in. It'll probably save it for a little bit. But once those bearings get noisy and start locking up, it's done for.
Well, from the old days, the shaded foam rollers and that, they used a felt pad in there, and they'd get blackened when they'd start getting old and getting hot. And then if you put oil in them, well, it wouldn't get down through the through that felt in there. But I don't know how they do it nowadays, but I know that, I don't know, if you go buy your own motor and put it in, what it cost compared to, well, I do too. I went to refrigeration school, it'd be 3 times as much. That's a rule of thumb.
Not necessarily. You know, the condenser motors are not that expensive. Not like some of these, you know, these companies, I'll tell you, you know. The motors are in, generally, the condenser fan motor, depending on what it is. Now, obviously not seeing, but if it's a regular PSC or capacitor-driven motor, you know, they're probably about $125 to $150, and that's with the price hikes. You're just going to make sure you put the right RPM and the right horsepower, you know, if it's a fifth horse, sixth horse, quarter horse, whatever, and the right rotation. Now, a lot of your aftermarket motors have a reverse plug on it that you can reverse the motor to make sure the fan's going the right way.
Those two, excellent. Thank you for that, Dave. Oh, I haven't done it in a lot of years. I asked a guy from Waldrop how much one of those being. He said either $600 or $800, and I thought, nope, that ain't gonna happen.
Oh no! I don't want to get into that here, but yeah, no, you don't want to pay that kind of money.
I don't know what they run. They're probably about 1050 or 1100 RPM or something like that. I haven't even looked at it because it hadn't made any noises. And I have a service contract with them for each year, and it's a couple of $100. And I'm an old preventative maintenance guy, and so I like to have it checked. And everything's still checking good, but while it was still under warranty, I had a new evaporator put in and a thermostatic expansion valve put in. So it's 12 years old or so, Dave, so it's getting up there.
Well, you know what? My thing is 12 years old around here is still, as long as you keep them clean and maintain them, that's fine. You know, I've worked on units 20 and 25 years old up here that are still going strong. You know, the systems tend to last up here quite a bit longer than, say, Florida because of the weather and the, you know, corrosiveness of the atmosphere around here and salt air and what have you. So, yeah, no, 12 years is nothing. You get another probably 6, 7, 8 years out of that thing.
Well, the sunshine this morning. Thanks, Dave. Oh, it's a train, and it's either 2.5 or 3 ton, I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, no, the BTU rating really don't matter too much, more so the fact that it's got to keep them clean. You know, I've cleaned up 16- and 17-year-old units that the condenser coils packed up with mud and dirt and whatnot, and sure enough, she's running good. You know, you get the pressures back down the way they need to be, and everything seems to fall into place. It's just a matter of keeping the things clean.
Send your old TR. Yeah, I always have, and ever since we've been down here, And I agree because I get real inefficient when those. But mine's not around any leaves, and it's not around a great deal of dirt, and we're kind of out in the country. And so I really feel lucky, and I do think the environment has a lot to do with longevity on those things. I think they said the blower motor on that one is variable frequency drive. I'm not sure, but I've never had any trouble with it. The only two things was that expansion valve and the evaporator, and it happened right at the 10-year warranty line, so that was good.
Okay, so you have a variable speed. It's probably an X13 or what they call an ECM motor. Well, you should be in good shape then. They last fairly well up here. Florida, they don't last real well because of the humidity.
Florida would be one of my destinations. Too many chances of hurricane. I think we're in the ideal spot here, being, 350 miles from the coast, I would guess. And I've only been down there once to Charleston with the kids. But, I was stationed in Jacksonville for about 7 months going to school many, many years ago, back in 67.
Young pup back then. All right, listen, I gotta jump out here. I gotta put some gas in the wife's vehicle. So let me get out of here, and I will get back with you shortly here. Trying to get in there. Talk on it. Man, these people can't drive today. I don't understand this. Well, maybe it's every day. Tom, let me jump out of here. NZOTRKB2HXS.
I think you're right. It's every day. We have a lot of... They walk among us. Okay, Dave. Thanks for the information. I always enjoy talking about electrical things. This is NZOTR clear.
All right, Tom. Have a good morning, KB2HXS. Yeah. See you in a bit.